Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, hon, I have a charge on my card from this place, and I don't remember ordering from you guys, and if I do, I don't know what it is.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist with that. What's your name?
My name is Lorianne Ward.
Will you verify your mailing address?
4700 Tabor Street, Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
Okay. And what's that zip code, ma'am?
80033.
All right, and I do have an account pulling up showing that there was a charge of $7.95 shipping and handling for the KitchenAid.
Oh, okay. Was that okay? Wasn't that supposed to be like you just pay the shipping or something?
Yes, and the terms and conditions states that you were enrolled into a monthly subscription.
Oh. I missed that part.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't, can I cancel it? Can you cancel it any time, correct?
Yes, it does look like that charge, $56.95, did decline. So I can go ahead and cancel that subscription. I do have a cancellation number if you would like that.
I have to call somebody else?
No, it's just like a confirmation number I can give you that we canceled it.
Oh, confirmation number. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like that.
It is C, as in Charlie, 260-276-051.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm canceled. Now, that money that you tried to take out, the credit union blocked it.
Yes, that payment declined.
Okay. So what about that $7.95? Is that just... Do you guys give that back or no?
No, that's for the shipping and handling. That's non-refundable. But I did cancel that subscription, so they won't try to bill you anymore.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
You too, bye.
Bye.